That's almost become the unofficial theme of the Piano Puzzler. That's a little something Bruce Adolph put together, taking the old tune, Streets of Laredo, and redoing it in the style of J.S. Bach. And that's how our Piano Puzzlers work. Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And of course, we get a listener on the phone every week to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Andy Chen is joining us from Kerrville, Texas. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Glad to have you here, and say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce. This is Andy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Andy.
Andy, what do you do in Kerrville?
I'm a research scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of things do you research?
Well, we work on cattle tick.
Right. Very important, I would imagine, to agriculture.
Yes,
in that part of the world.
You bet.
Andy, is music a part of your life as well?
I listen to music all the time.
So you listen to music. Do you ever make music?
I don't make music. I don't play instrument, but I love to sing.
Well, that counts as making music, I think.
Okay.
Counts in my book, anyway. Well, okay, the Piano Puzzler that Bruce is just about to play will be for you, and your job will be to try to guess the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer whose style he's imitating. Andy Chen, you ready for your Piano Puzzler?
As ready as I can be.
Okay, here we go.
I think I hear the tune, but I can't come up with a title. Dun 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 dun.
That is the shape of the tune, and I think because it's in the wrong time signature and it's influencing you, it's probably keeping you from thinking of the words. The tune is originally in two, not the way I have it here in three.
Andy, we can leave that for a second.
Okay,
and come
the composer.
Back to that. What about the composer?
Maybe Chopin.
Absolutely,
Frédéric Chopin, great
right.
Piano composer. Yeah.
Well, that seemed easy enough.
I got that part right.
Yeah.
Now, Andy, let's think about the tune a little bit. But in the meantime, Bruce, was there something specifically from Chopin that you were quoting or imitating here?
Well, this is full of quotes, but the most significant thing is that the piece is heavily related, or seriously related, to a mazurka by Chopin, an A minor mazurka. That opening is from that mazurka, and the ending, too, when you hear this, that is from the mazurka. And so is this little bit. Those are all from the same A minor mazurka.
Okay, so, and not only in the style of a Chopin mazurka, but quoting a particular Chopin mazurka.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, how about that tune?
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
Here it is with the right harmonies.
Yeah, it's just there in my head. I just can't come up with a title.
hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's going to buy you a...
Lexus?
I think it goes by the name Mockingbird.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that I didn't come up with
it. Oh, that's all right. You knew the tune, you could sing along with the tune, and you got the composer, so...
It's funny, I didn't know it was called Mockingbird, or maybe it is in some book.
I don't know, do I have the name wrong?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's a folk song. I always thought it was called Hush Little Baby, but it could
be... Hush Little Baby, oh, okay.
It could be Mockingbird.
We'll get emails from our listeners who know their folk music better
right.
than I do.
Yeah, you know.
It's to straighten me out on this one.
Well, you know, folk music can't have only one title. It's just not right.
That's how I'll write back. That'll
yes,
be my
right.
response. Bruce Adolph says...
Uh-oh.
Well, Andy Chen, you got the composer with no hesitation at all. Chopin, you knew right away. Andy Chen in Kerrville, Texas. What's your public radio station?
KPAC.
Okay. Andy, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Fred.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.